McCrory's plan calls for at least a 2% raise for all teachers.
We'd like to do more, but that's a start.
Back in February, he outlined a plan to raise salaries for teachers in their first 10 years on the job. Those with up to 7 years of experience would see their base pay go up to $33,000 next year. For most of those teachers, that amounts to a 7% raise. That doesn't include the extra money counties often pitch in.
We fully intend to keep that promise.
Also, the governor wants to restore a bump in pay for those teachers who earn master's degrees, as long as those degrees are in the subjects they teach. That's the plan for next year, and it's an expensive one. The raises alone would cost $265 million. That includes a $1,000 boost for all state employees, too. Representative Craig Horn of Union County was one of a couple state lawmakers at North Carolina A&T for the announcement. The numbers made him scratch his head, especially after hearing of a $445 million revenue shortfall last week.
So I am anxious. Now, I know the governor, and I trust the governor. I trust Art Pope. I trust Eric Gukan, that they have looked at these numbers, and they've been able to make some adjustments. So I'm really looking forward to getting the budget from them, seeing where they found the money and how they found the money.
Statements from House Speaker Tom Tillis and Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger pretty much said the same thing. State Budget Director Art Pope was coy about the numbers, but said those details will be released next week when McCrory presents his budget proposal. The plan went over well with the handful of school superintendents at the announcement. One of them was Mark Edwards with Mooresville Graded Schools. He's long been outspoken about the state's failure to increase teacher pay. Standing beside the governor, he praised the plan.
We would all like to see a bigger raise than 2%, but that is a step in the right direction. It's an important step. It's a forward step. We also have the long-term vision of a compensation framework that makes sense.
McCrory used teacher Alton Campbell in the audience to highlight that long-term plan.
Alton is a sixth-grade math and science teacher. We desperately need you.
He's in his fifth year of teaching with a base salary of nearly $31,000. But if McCrory's plan works out,
he can now earn up to $12,900 more for being a highly effective teacher in a hard-to-staff school teaching two market-driven subjects and serving as a teacher leader in a school.
For some teachers, that extra money could add up to more than $20,000. McCrory wants that plan to take hold statewide 3 years from now. It's not clear how much it would cost, but in the meantime, he wants 16 districts to start experimenting with pay plans like this. Right now, teacher salaries are based on years of experience. Under McCrory's plan, experience would still partly determine base pay. Younger teachers would see their base salaries rise more quickly. They would go up by $3,000 every 3 or 4 years, provided teachers meet certain performance thresholds. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.